I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Is Health and Human Services Director Robert F. Kennedy Jr. using faulty logic in canceling mRNA research and administration to fight COVID? As well here, is the use by some people of AI in relationship advice causing what's being called a psychosis? Let's go through it. RFK Jr. is cutting funding in government-funded research projects, and he wants to spend the money on projects to develop new vaccines using the technology. Kennedy argues the current technology does not prevent cases of COVID. Can it be that he's right and wrong? Well, experts have tried over and over during the pandemic to explain that the current vaccines do not prevent cases of upper respiratory infection, but make them less severe. In most cases, it will keep it from becoming lower respiratory, which causes pneumonia, trouble breathing, and can cause death. Years of research supports this. Associated Press has published a report that it says looks at the facts. Kennedy, as the pandemic showed us, mRNA vaccines don't perform well against viruses that infect the upper respiratory tract. The facts. Countless studies show that vaccinated individuals fare far better against COVID-19 infections than those who are unvaccinated, while others have estimated that COVID-19 vaccines prevented millions of deaths during the global pandemic. It quotes Jeff Koller, a professor of RNA biology and therapeutics at Johns Hopkins University, as saying, Kennedy is misguided. Vaccines have traditionally required growing viruses or pieces called proteins and purifying them. They're injected to train the body how to fight when it is infected. They explain mRNA vaccines are not a magic force field, but one that can decrease the effects. A World Health Organization study found vaccines reduce deaths by at least 57%, saving more than 1.4 million lives since 2020. Another, published in Lancet, found 12.4 million deaths averted by vaccines. Do you remember the stories about bodies being stacked up in New York City because the coroner couldn't keep up? So the question seems simple. Can we not pursue prevention and mitigation at the same time? Why this wholesale attack on vaccines that save lives until we get a vaccine like the polio one? Why is the president, who takes pride in his role in Operation Warp Speed, which saved millions of lives, letting this happen? Why is he letting Kennedy run wild? Does any of this make sense? And then mental health. Cases of what are being called AI psychosis. At a time when chatbots have become a ubiquitous part of our lives, new research shows people are turning to it not only for help with emails or how to find the answer to simple guides through technological processes, but for relationship advice, emotional support, or even friendship or love. It says for some, there are disturbing effects. Time cites cases of users linking their breakdowns to the use of AI advice. It says there are even support groups sprouting up. Of course, this is so new that there's no formal diagnosis or data is scarce. The symptoms here appear to be predominantly delusions and not the full gamut of psychoses. But does it make sense society keep a watchful eye on this? Getting relationship advice from an information-gathering robot? Does it make sense? Is it more than a bit creepy? Could it be dangerous?